Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Aram Be'Akos Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Chof. The Gemara in Mudalev brings a few ma'asim with Rabbi Shmuel that a woman came to him and told him that she did something with Tahara, but she didn't have her heart, her mindset. She wasn't focused to do Tahara. Then Rabbi Shmuel checked her out, and he found out that she really, there was something there that caused tumo. So Rabbi Shmuel concluded and said, how great are the words of Chachamim? Show you that they said, if your mindset is not focused on doing Shmira, it does not work. You must have, you have to have in your heart the focus to come and do Shmira B'Tahara. So first of all, Ben Yoyada points out, what does it mean, G'doyilim Divi Chachamim? Everything Chachamim say is great. Well, what is Rabbi Shmuel referring to? So he says, Chachamim said a double lashon. They said that belibul shomroi tor ain belibul shomroi tome. Says the Ben Yoyada, why have to say the first sentence? Just say ain belibul shomroi tome. If a person doesn't have in his heart to be shomer, he's tome. Why Chachamim had to add the words belibul shomroi tor? Why have to add that opposite lashon? Explains Ben Yoyada, if it would say only ain belibul shomroi tome, I would say that's only someone who mamash is not careful about anything. But someone who's careful, he says, I know that this thing did not become tame. I didn't have in mind to keep it tar, but I know it didn't become tame. So I think that would be okay. That's the positive lashon Chazal tell you. Belibur l'shomer tar, the only way it becomes tar, it's only belibur l'shomer, only if he has in mind to keep it tar. If not. And that's what Mishmuel sees from these stories. Because these women assumed that it wasn't, did not become tame. They had, based on their understanding and their memory of what happened, they didn't think it became tame. So if you would say only the second sentence of Chachamim, this would be Torah, this would be okay. The fact that Chachamim gave you the additional sentence, Belibul L'Shom Torah, that means you have to have an active machshava that it needs to be Taharo, and only that way it becomes Torah. So someone just assumes it was okay, but didn't have that active machshava, that is a raya that probably something went wrong. And that's the riot from all these stories, that even though they assumed everything is okay, still Rabbi Shmuel was able to investigate and found a problem that caused tumor. And here it's so appropriate to connect what's brought down in the Sefer Chassidus. The Divrei Yechezkel says it, Tiferet Shlomo says it, the Imre Noyam says it. And they're speaking about other places the Gemara uses this Lashon, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. One of the places is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that Yud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he said, even though Chachamim said you're not allowed to read in front of a candle, maybe you're going to come to move the candle. Said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Ani ekrov lo yate. I will read and I'll not tilt the candle, I'll not move the oil, and it will not be a problem. What happened? He read, Ubikish da'atos, and he did come to tilt the candle. So he said, Kama g'doyim divi Chachamim, show you oimim lo yikre lo yaner. How great a divi Chachamim that says, do not read in front of a candle. Because you see that he almost came to an aveira. So say all this for him. The pshat is, when Chachamim tells something, this becomes a mitzias in the world. Whenever Chachamim say that a person should not do something because this will lead to something else, even though this person, on a normal, natural way, that will not happen, but the fact that Chachamim did it, they created this new reality. They created this new mitzias that this will happen. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he's such a gadol, such a tzaddik and maisim, such a talmid chacham, he will never tilt a candle in a normal basis. If it would be just a regular case, and before Chachamim said anything, he would never tilt it, as some of the Sfarim bring. Before Chachamim said it, he many times read in front of the candle, never tried to tilt the candle. But once Chachamim said that anybody who reads in front of a candle, there's a problem, he may come to tilt it, that became a mitzvah in the world, that became the reality. So now even Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is going to come and tilt the candle. And this is what the words of the Gemara are, Kama g'doyilim divi Chachamim. How great are Chachamim's words? That they could create a reality, they could create a new mitzias. And this fits so nicely with our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, based on the Ben Yoyada, talking about a case that a person is careful, he just didn't have his mindset, he didn't have the liboy. So normally, maybe that would be okay. But once Chachamim said that you must have your mindset when you're doing Taharo, so says Rabbi Shmuel, for sure, in all the cases when a person did not have his mindset, there will be tumo. Why? Kama g'doyilim divi Chachamim, that they create a mitzias, they create a reality, they create something that if you do it, if you don't follow what they say, so automatically there's for sure going to be a tumo over here. Kama g'doyilim divi Chachamim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.